Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom. Thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday, Sabbath Eve. Ha-Ereb, the Ereb of Ha-Shabbat, of the Sabbath, right here, here, here. So let's go to the sabbatical order right here, here, here for the Shabbat. First thing first, greetings. And we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 134, is actually seen greetings in the temple, greetings in the tabernacle, greetings. So here, here, here. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Shabbat, shalom, senbet, salam. And here, 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 we have the 51st sabbatical study, Torah portion, Nitzavim. Now, Nitzavim, as we sort of highlight all through the Shabua, all through the 7th, with the daily psalms here in the 2021 year, we had psalms that pointed some of the key words, the Natsab, the evening psalm that we have on the third day, known as Tuesday, right? Just highlighting some of the links. And we have another link here in the evening psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, in Psalm 134. Now, it's a little psalm, but it's talawa, but it's big. It's small. It has like 3 verses, but it packs enough within the 3 verses. So we're going to highlight that as well. One of the key words is the word for standing. I'd like to zoom in on that fact right there. One of the key words is the word for standing. Now, Nitzavim, this Torah reading and feeding right here, 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 you're all standing. Israel, the B'nai Yisrael is standing. Right, all rise, standing, holding their position, taking a stance, Nitzavim, 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. And when we come to 51st, right around here, 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 the 52nd and the holy days, the Isla days, the Yom Teruah, which is the 5th of the 7 appointed feasts and festivals of Jehovah. We have the 7 feasts, the 7 festivals, the Mo'adim, Mo'adei Yahweh. We have that in Leviticus chapter 23. So here we come to coming up is the feast, the festival of the blasting, often referred to as the feast of trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah of the blast of the ram's horn of the shofar, Rastafari, call I. So we have Rosh Hashanah is basically the 5th of the 7 appointed feasts, Jah's Isla feast. And we know the Sabbath, Shabbat, is actually the first of the Isla days, or the holidays, the Sabbath. Some refer to the Sabbath as the test command, right? To keep that 1 in 7, right? Because it was made for man. Man was not made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat was made for man in Yahweh, according to the teaching of His Majesty. And we have the Selassie reminding I and I and we of His advice, both to young people, but to all, is to fulfill the 10 commandments, the 10 words, the Esaret HaDibarim, and Shabbat is right there. So here, going to ride up and seek to zoom in on a key word in today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, and it's the word for standing. And as we highlighted before with Psalm 82, also with this Torah reading and feeding, the 51st Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, one's standing, Nitzavim, the Afro-Semitic pointing, Nitzavim, modern Hebrew, Nitzavim, from Natab, to stand, a powerful stance, a firm stance, right, a stance for a purpose, right, a purpose, not just the opposite of sitting. But here in today's psalm, in Psalm 134, we have Omdim. Now, Omdim is interesting as it's linked with the word for the standing prayer, Amidah, known as the Amidah, the standing prayer, also called the Tefillah. Tefillah is literally the word in Hebrew for prayer. Corresponds to the word in the English for prayer is Tefillah. Tefillah. Tefillah for prayer. Right? Prayer. Now, in the KJV Bibles, sometimes you may come across the phrase like, I pray thee. I pray thee. Pray thee I. Pray thee I. That's not the same idea in the Hebrew. It might confuse ones because of the translation, but that's not the same idea for pray in the sense of prayer. Tefillah. Tefillah is a word for prayer. But the prayer, Judaically, Hebraically, is known as the Amidah, the standing prayer, the Amidah, also known as the Shemona. Shemona. Shemona, right, is for eight. The word for eight, Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei, right, which is the 10. So the 18 benedictions, the 18 benedictions. So it's interesting that here, the 51st, with y'all standing or one standing to ratify, to put into effect the covenant. And here in this Torah reading and feeding as Moshe Rabbeinu, as he gives his summary, his farewell address to a new generation, to the children of the previous disobedient generation that had tested and tempted and tried Jehovah Eloheinu Ayinai power 10 times. These are the children of that generation, and Moshe is giving them encouragement, warning, advice, and exhorting them to keep Yahweh, truth, and life. So here, Omdim. We have the Omdim in today's daily psalm, one of the Hebrew words for standing. And we have Nitzabim. So even though it might be translated in English, both as standing, we have to ask ourselves, well, why, if both of these words mean standing, what is the difference of the standing? The word stand is also interesting to Ayinai. Ayinai is Rastafari, say overstanding, right? But it begins with that standing, right? The groundation, the root of understanding, of understanding and of overstanding is all standing, right? That standing. And the word standing comes into the English language, this Western Gentile language, as like one state. Like, what state are you in? What state? Or from the more ancient word, the Greek, the coin of Greek word, stasis. What is your standing? So it begins with standing. Right, getting a good understanding. You're standing, but what is standing under you, holding the eye up? What's the groundation? Then that inner, right, that inner standing coming to that overstanding. So even in the English, we have these nuances. Even though we might use the same word, we know that there's a difference in the use of the word in a different context. But here, we have the same word translated to us in English, but in the Hebrew, there's that nuance, that difference. So here, the two standings, you know, like the two sevens, the two standings, right here clash in this season, this time, here for the September 3rd, according to the Gregorian year, 2021. So how is the eye standing? Yes, I. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Let's get to the sabbatical order in Jah court right here. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom and thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday, Shabbat Eve, right here. And this is what it said from the Kedase. The Kedase in the Amharic is the liturgy, right? The Kiddush, the Kedash, the Kedase. Here we have the Kedase. Here's what's said on Sabbath or Senbet. In the Amharic, Senbet for Shabbat. Shabbat, the Hebrew, Senbet, Senbet Salam. For the Senbet Eve from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty.
Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kedus, Ahadu Amla. Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit. Besenbet Ken. Meskel Abra, Samayin, Bekoakubit, Shelleme. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye meskel abra samayin bekoakubit shalem. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes. And here, the daughters of the house, right, who are able to, right, to light the lights as we initiate, start out the Shabbat time and say the Baraka. The Baraka, here's the Baraka or the blessing, right, the blessing over the lights, the lighting of the lights. Beginning off, starting off the Shabbat time, the daughters. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot Ur Lagoyim Banatan Lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with His commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Halig, halig, light the lights, lighting up, yes.
Push up, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them. Blaze up the torch when we done burn.
a drum, ringing out, come out of your people, come, come upon the Indian reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave of them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
What is the commandment? What's the commandment? The King of Kings, Kedemawe Hadassalasi, commanded I and I and we.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
To His Majesty, Kedemawi Hadassalasi, Kedemawi Negus Neges. John Hoy's commandment to I and I is to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments right here, here, here. So let's ride up, ride up, ride up right here. we go to Genesis chapter 2, the first verses of Genesis chapter 2, corresponding with the word said as we start out, initiate, begin off the Shabbat time, the evening, the Friday evening service. Thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday here. In the Sabbath day, by Benjamite, right here, picking up with Genesis chapter 2, the Shabbat rest of Hailahim of the power, a type of the believer's rest in the finished work of redemption. Yes, sir.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. So here, I'd like to really get into the mitzvah beam word for standing. And here we even looked it up again. It's the age 5324, because here we're coming forward into the Shabbat. This is Shabbat Nitzavim, from Nitzav, Nitzav, to stand, to take one stand, to stand upright, to be set, set over, to be established, to station oneself, to take one stand. The idea of taking up an upright position, to be stationed, to be appointed, like a prefect, a deputy appointed, to stand firm, to set up, to be erect, to cause to stand erect, upright, to fix, to establish. So here in this word here, Nitzav and Nitzavim, this 51st sabbatical study, as well as the word stand, the Hebrew word behind the verse in Psalm 82, which is Tuesday evening psalm, the evening psalm for the third day. Elohim stands in the congregation, the aggregation of El. God standeth in the congregation, the mighty. He judges among the gods, or more better, he judges among the judges. So here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 134, we have those who are standing, right? But it's a different word. It's the Omdim, Omdim, from the Amad. So we have the Amida, the standing, as a standing prayer, right? The opposite of sitting. And here we have Nitzav, Nitzavim, one standing, one stationed. One stationed, right? One stationed, one taking up a position. So here, make we ride up, just touching on that a little bit more right here. But here for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, initiating the Sabbath, starting out the Sabbath, there are Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29. And then we ride up with Psalm 92, which is the Saturday of the Shabbat evening psalm. And then we seal it up with Psalm 93. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Stay tuned for the Midrash. The Midrash on Psalm 134, which is theme greetings. Greetings in the temple. Greetings in the Hekal. Hekalo in his temple. Greetings in the holy place. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, send us salam, salam to Tenayis Dalim. Yes, I, here. Ride up.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayawi, let the heavens rejoice, and let the arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God and forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
Shalom, shalom, peace, peace. Peace in the Hebrew verse, peace in spirit, peace in soul, psychologically, peace in five cycle, physical and body, peace in one's funds, financing, one's wealth, a trifold peace, because man is a trinity. But hear, hear, hear that voice of thunder.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
And so here, 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 at this point of the Yehudi, the sabbatical service for the Shabbat, there's a short Kabbalistic poem which brings out the attributes of he who be who he be, of Hashem, right here, here, here. It's known as the Ana Bekoah. Yes, sir.
Ana Bekoah, we beg thee. Ana, Ana Bekoah, Gedulat Yamin Nekat Katir Usarura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulat Yamin Nekat Katir Usarura, untangle our Ainai knotted fate, Kaver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, the high people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika. Sankavein. Tahrein. Nora. Elevate and purify us. Sankavein. Tahrein. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka. Those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubvata Shamrein. Guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubbat Shamrein. Barkhem
Tacharein Rachemei Sidkateka Tamida Gamle. Bless them, purify them, pity them. Barkeim Ahreim Rachemim Sidkateka Tamida Gamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness, lead your flock. Yachida ge'e le'ameka b'ne zokreya kedushateka. Unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember kedushateka, your holiness, your highliness, your set apartness. Accept our cries. Show Adin Kavir, accept our cries. Ushma Adin, and hear. Our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu kaver ushma saik atenu yodea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets, yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan, and 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 Ivan,
yeah. Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever.
Ja.
The whole place is due for
And this here brings us to the Lekha Dodi, the chant Lekha, come Dodi, come my friend, come my love, come my friend, to greet the Shabbat being conceived of as a bride in this context by the Beta Israel, as a woman that intercedes for her children. So here the Lekha Dodi, S-I, here on the Stir It Up.
Lekha Dodi, 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 Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shabbat, Nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shabbat, Nikabala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala Panesha Patiya Nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivai at Sinai was heard. רפואה אחד, ושמו אחד. יהוה היא בי, והיא בי, ג'הובה. יהיה ג'אג'ה אחד, ושמו אחד. יהוה, ג'הובה, is one, and one is his name. יהוה אחד, ושמו אחד. לשם ולתפארת ותהילה. In him is our glory, in him our fame, in my fame. לקדודי לקראתי קלה, בני שפעתי נקבלה. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath, Shabbat, yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath, Shabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings I find. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabla. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee has shone. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, I Elohim has loved thee, I as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-Shabbat, the Senbet greet.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, Senbet salam. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, this point is Psalm 92, then Psalm 93, and Love Acoustic by Army Gideon, featuring Wyndham Ross on Besa Tafari. Yes, I, with Psalm 92 coming forward.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Here, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works! And thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand me so, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Israel, inside your home, and steal us, send bread salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Jah!
Rastafari!
O excellent is thy name, thou hast set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai!
Lift up his eyes and up.
that Jah is dead. You must be messed up in your head. Whoa, over hills and valleys and plains.
Yes, I'm Jah Graves right there. Razakarai with Charain right there, compliment to Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalm. So it goes like Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. Then we have a Kabbalistic poem, bringing out the attributes of He Who Be Who He Be. Then the Lekha Dodi, come my friend, come my love, to welcome the Shabbat. Then riding up with the Sabbath Saturday evening psalm, Psalm 92. Then sealing up with Psalm 93. And then the sons among them at the table, at the Seder, at the supper. Since the dawn to the house begins off with the baraka, the blessing, the word sound, lighting the lights. At a certain point after the psalms, a chant, mind them read up and chant up Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Yes, I rise.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil.
Here.
The poor and
bring
needy.
Bring the Levi in.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Proverbs. Yeah, the virtuous woman, the strong woman in the Hebrew, as we seek to bring out, is Eshet, point as Eshet Hayil. Eshet, or in another pointing, Aset, or Aset, or Set, Eshet in the Hebrew, Eshet Hayil. Eshet, woman, Hayil, Hayil, as Hayla, Hayla, the power of, Hayil, power. Niyim, ah. So here. This is zoom in on some of the elementals, you know, some of the basic elementals. Why is this chanted by the man, right? The husband man of the house right here. Because of the ideal here, the strong woman. We hear one so much being a strong woman. Well, this is a strong woman here, and it smacks in the face a lot of the pseudo-feministic kind of rhetoric. Maybe because the white Western Gentiles, they corrupted and counterfeit Christianity, the word. People think that, you know, they play a make-believe. They think the scripture really is sexist. But if you read this and you really study and put it into context, it seems like women of several ages were fighting to get this sort of liberty. For example, she considers a field. She buys it. Doesn't say she asks her husband to buy it. She buys it. She takes care of her household, right? More in addition than just her husband and children, right? So she has merchants, so she's in business, right? She has merchants. She provides them goods, you know, goods, merchants, right? She is praised, right? She is praised by her husband, so husband them. You know, the item to praise the I wife, you know what I'm saying? So husband also benefits by having such a strong woman, right? Her children rise up, call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises, right? And he praises her.
right? But here, let's zoom in on the first part of this right here, just a look right here. Why is this chanted on the Sabbath Eve, Friday evening, after the psalms, the prayers go forward, and ones and ones gathered together for a sup, right? Here in Proverbs chapter 31, we have verses 10 to 31. There's a little note right here, a little note we like to share this right here. I'm going to ride up with today's daily psalm. Since we have gotten through, we could say, the basic foundation of sabbatical order. But let's zoom in on the strong woman, the strong woman, right? What we're seeking to show one-to-ones is that this idea of the strong woman, it's like you're panting after something that in Jah, word, and way was always there. And if you didn't find it in the Bible, it's because you've been bamboozled, hoodwinked by counterfeit Christianity, which is interesting that ones never really came across this section, or if they did, they might not have known what they was reading. But here it says a woman of valor, one translation of the woman of valor, right? It could be a woman of war too. Chayil can also be war, you know, or referring to power, strength necessary for war. But then work and business is another form of war as well, it is said. So the Eshet Chayil, me and Tha. Me, who, Yinfa, who is he who can find the Eshet Chayil? The ideal wife mention has been so often made of the unfaithful wife. You know, like in the scriptures, we find areas, especially in Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo. Actually, there's a balance. There's really a balance there. In fact, Solomon the king, Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, who was given that wisdom by Adonai Jah, Rastafari, he's given such wisdom. He only was, you know, seeking for wisdom, and he was given even more than just wisdom, but he was given a particular, peculiar wisdom. He wanted to know how to rule Jah people. And it's interesting that in his Proverbs in its original context was to teach sons, right, to give sons what they are missing, the mind them what they're missing. Because speaking of wisdom, chokmah is speaking of the Hebrew Sophia, Bamarinya, and Amharic, Tibeb of wisdom. And wisdom, chokmah, she is the instructor. Now, we find also in Proverbs is a link with Genesis, the first words of Genesis, and even the divine feminine in the beginning, where it says, Bereishis, in the Reishis. Because wisdom in Proverbs, in Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs, wisdom is called the Reishith. And Reishith is a feminine form of the Rosh, Reish, Reish, Ros, Ras, right? That she is a female head. She is the principal. It's translated as a principal thing, the head, the first, right? So mention has been so often made of the unfaithful Isha in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashlim of Solomon. It's interesting because actually the teacher here in Proverbs, Solomon is the conductor. He's the one that kind of sets up the class, but wisdom, she is the teacher throughout. So it's actually wisdom, we say the mother, because Rabbeinu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, he says in the Brit Chadasha that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So we have the father principle, the mother principle, in the beginning, Bereishith, in the beginning or in the principle, in wisdom, in Chokmah, Bereishith, Bara Elohim et Hashemayim ve et Haaretz. In the beginning, Elohim, he, in wisdom, he created the heavens and the earth. And even more so in Proverbs, the importance of Proverbs or discipleship for wisdom, for wise mind, and inner understanding. In Proverbs chapter 4, I think around verse 7, it brings out that wisdom is the principal thing, and teaching the sons and all you're getting. You want to get this, you want to get that. Make sure you get her. Who is Ha? Get wisdom. Get Chokmah. And furthermore, in chapter 8, it brings out her role in the creation. So the divine feminine in the beginning, wisdom. But here, as it is said, mention has so often been made of the unfaithful wife in Proverbs, that some say the compiler may have thought it advisable to end the book with a glowing tribute to the good wife. Actually, the good, the bad, and the ugly is what's mentioned to give us a well-rounded education. That it is a separate and self-contained composition is evident from the fact that it is constructed. This word sound here in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31, that is said according to the tribe, the tradition by the mind of the house at the table for the whole family, but especially for the benefit of the daughter, the woman, the wife, you know, sister, you know, that it is a separate and self-contained composition is evident from the fact that it is constructed within the framework of an alphabetical acrostic. That means Hebraically, this section goes according to Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Daleth, the 22. So when you read through in the Hebrew, you see that it's set up in a very memorable way according to the 22 letters of the Hebrew Aleph, Ha-Aleph, Beit, the Ha-Aleph, Beit. Aleph, the first letter, Beit, the second letter, or Aleph, house, the house of the Aleph, first house, here the alphabet. So in Hebrew, it's an alphabetical acrostic. So the first word in the section is Eshet, Eshet. In the verse 11 is Batach, Batach, Aleph, Beit, right, Batach. In the verse 12 is Gemalato, like to do him, you know, good, you know, to do him, to reward, right, to reward for him, oh, with love, with lo ra, and no ra, no evil, nothing hurtful. So it's alphabetical acrostic. Now, the ideal wife of the strong woman, the Eshet Chayil, the Hebrew strong woman, right, the woman of power, of valor, is described as the faithful manager. She is the manager of the bait of the home. And we say home, we have to look at it in the ancient context. It's more than just like an apartment like today. You know, and the ideal Hebrew, you know, construct is like in African Nollywood movies, the people, they be having a compound, and in the compound, they might have everything like a little city right there. So she manages. She's a manager of the home of the Beit and a baraka, a blessing to her family. She is a baraka, a blessing to her family. Her husband, the Baal, her husband is enabled to devote himself to public affairs and his community and is a respected member of the community, the community. Her life, her liberty is not self-centered as in this crazy Western Gentile gender bender confusion. Can't tell the woman from, she is charitable. She's charitable. She has true love, jah love to the poor, and she's kindly to all. It says that the Torah or the law of kindness, the Torah of kindness is on her lips. So how would she know that unless she also receives this education? It has been truly said that nothing in ancient literature equals this remarkable attestation to the dignity and the individuality of woman. Once again, here, from ancient times. So the Hebrews already were liberating in the true Hebrew way and true Yahweh, truth and life, liberating and balancing the equation. Nothing in ancient literature equals this remarkable attestation testifying to the dignity and individuality of woman, of the woman and a woman in general. Quite possibly, some say the poem was the work of a teacher who advocated, some say, a monogamous home, because it speaks of she, her. At any rate, consonant with the view held throughout Proverbs, the household is ruled over by one wife, one woman, the Eshet Chayil. We could say she would be, proverbially speaking, the queen in that sense. According to traditional usage, this poem is recited in the Yehudi, the Judea household, and even for we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, the home, when? On the Shabbat Eve. It sets a high standard of wifehood. that was widely adopted so that, quote, we, I and I may believe that the ideal that is here pictured was a reality in many Judaic homes and many Judaic households. I mean, how could it not be? You know, the man them read this and chant, the man in the house, the husband man read this right here, right? His daughter, the wife, the woman of the house, and the sons, they hear this. And then as the woman say, yeah, we want to buy a field over there. No, you can't do that because you can't own property. What? That's not here, 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 brothers and sisters. That's not here, here, here. You know, what you have here, here, here is the truth. So right here, sons especially, but of course the woman and the daughters and the sisters here, the real Hebrew liberated woman, even from the beginning. Here we have the Eshet Chayil, the woman of Chayil, the woman of power. And it proves something else too, that in the Hebrew, this very same word for power, right, the strong woman, Chayil. But it's interesting that it's translated as virtue, because they say that patience is a virtue, and, of course, virtue is a strength. Here just to seal up this portion of I&I service here with warrior, 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 warrior king. Yes, I chant it, say, virtue.
Shuba, 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 day. Shuba, 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 day. Shuba, 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 day. A real man can live without a woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man.
Woman
she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, still the strength. Him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely. Yeah. You always be there for me. With the part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I are burn on dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man,
woman
she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had the light career, the empress Omega. The mother of the forest culture, revises to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba, shuba 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba day. Shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. The real man can't live without someone, you know. A person wanna ride, just wanna prove for the man that she wants, you know. I go, she wants it, you know. Now, 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 now.
The real man can live without a woman. Like night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rastaman I burn out all, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
In my dying, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation.
Yes, 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 the virtuous woman. Now, it's interesting, it's interesting that in the 12th chapter of Proverbs, it's a little more right here, because it's very, very important right here that all of I and I, the man, them, and the woman, but especially the man, them, because, you know, I and I have a responsibility to whom more is, you know, given, you know, more is required. So it's required for I and I to be the ones to, you know, we say preach and proclaim this, firstly to I and I selves and also to I and I daughters. So I say the daughters, the little, you know, the children, right, and the sons as well. But the virtuous woman idea, pick up on it in chapter 12. And just to zoom in right here, this is a section where it speaks on the Eshet, the Oset's effect on her Baal, her Baal. The word Baal, you hear a lot of folks talking about Baal is this and Baal is that. It is a Hebrew word that means husband. Now, certain people chose to have a kind of a God construct, you know, with that particular idea, like the Philistines, so forth and so on, and therefore they call their God by the name of husband, which is Baal, Baal. Even Jah, Jehovah, says that he is the true Baal, Baal. He is the owner, right? And then we have Beulah, right? Beulah, Beulah, Beulah. That's the female, you could say, owner or master. So the woman, the wife, she's really the mistress if her husband is the master. Get it? Now here, she's like a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. But she that doeth shamefully it as is as rottenness in his bones. So there's a balance here. Of course, you would look at that part, but what about the virtuous woman? Who is this Eshet Chayil? Eshet Chayil. Aret, Ataret, Ba'elah, Ba'elah, Ba'elah to her Ba'al, her Ba'al, her husband, Ba'elaha. Ba'elaha, Eshet Chayil, Eshet, a woman, Oset Chayil, of Chayil, right, of Hailiyah, of Chayil, Ataret, or Itaret, Itaret, a crown, Ba'elaha, Ba'elaha. So the virtuous woman, bringing it out even more from the Hebrew, Hebraically, a wife, a woman of strong character, of Chayil. So in Proverbs chapter 31, it gives a description of the elements of such a strong character, right? And then we look at the world and feminism, schism, and the downpression of women in various cultures, and especially in this latter day, it's a wonder that right here in the Bible we have such a good and a clear example, and those Yehudi and those Jews and others who keep to this, this might be one of the reasons we see a little more, how can we say, liberation, so to speak, you know, or individuality among their woman because of the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, right? A crown, such a eshet, she adds to the social status even of her husband and, get this, elevates him in the esteem of his neighbors. Now, concerning the other kind of she that doeth shamefully, what's shamefully? She doesn't do what Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31 says so. Gives it right here, scripture explains scripture. Rottenness in his bones, she brings him to ruin like a disease that weakens the bodily frame. But it could also be because the mind is not about the words of righteousness, the words of truth. But anyway,
enough on that right here, here, here for right now, seeing the time. So here, 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 calling. We got 28 minutes, going to ride up right here with the evening, right? Well, the evening song we rode up with, right? We're going to ride up with the daily song for this day right here, according to the royal order, Psalm 134. Psalm 134, that is theme, greetings, right? It's the greetings. Greetings in the temple. It's lickle, but it's talawa. It's a song of ascents, or KJV translates it and brings it out as a song of degrees. What we have here, 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 in these morakof lamed dalet is a song of ascents, the song of degrees, ascents, the ma'elot, right? The ma'alot, the aliyah, the going up. This is during the three times of the year where all the sons of Israel were required to appear before he who be who he be in the place where Jehovah had set his name. So this is a song, it's a psalm, yes, but it's themed a shir. It's in between the word for song and the word for Isis, a chant. The word for Isis, a chant, is mizmor, mezmor. The word in Hebrew for song is shir. This is a shir, ha-ma'elot, ha-ma'alot. Song of ascents, song of degrees, songs of going up. This is associated with the temple, the Heikal service, the temple, even the temple in Jerusalem, have an appropriate conclusion. So here the song of ascents, there are the songs of ascents, right, that conclude right here, here, here. So we have Psalm 120 is the first of the songs of ascents, and here today's daily psalm is Psalm 134. This is the conclusion of the song, the songs of ascent. So these psalms and songs are conceived as what the pilgrims on the road to Zion and Jerusalem will be chanting, the Isis, right? The congregational, you could say, worship as the people are trotting, the call and response, right? Almost remind I and I of, you know, during the trials and tribulation of Yisrael on the plantations, the call and response songs. But here, while trotting the ascent, going up, right, as the mountains round about Jerusalem, climbing, you know, up to Zion and going forward to Jerusalem, these songs from 120, Psalm 120 to 134. So here, the conclusion. It contains the greetings that are addressed to the worshipers, by the priest, the Kohanim, and by Halloween, by the priests and by the Levites, together with the response of the latter. So there's an address here, a greetings to those who had gone up, who had aliyahed up, aliyah. The word aliyah basically means to go up. From that root word, we get Elyon, the most high, the highest. And even John says of Yisrael, if Yisrael would do the things that he commands Yisrael to do, that Israel would be Elyon. Israel would be most high above all nations. So the idea of aliyah, Allah. It's interesting because we was touching on yesterday's psalm, and there was in the Midrash, there was the word Allah, which is a type of a curse, Hala Hazot, right? The curse contained, you know, within Deuteronomy chapter 28, right? I think as well as chapter 26 of Leviticus. So that's Allah. It's a soft A, and then we have Allah, right? It's a harder A. So though it might look the same from English, they're two different word sounds. Here we have the Allah in ha-ma'alot, in going up. So it's going up to read, as we do sabbatically, to read the Torah, to read the word, the scripture, going up to the bima, going up to the ark, going up to the altar, to read the ark, actually, amongst us as Yehudi, the ark, right? Thus, we have Ethiopia, that connection. Some call it Tabot worship. Well, it's not worshiping the Tabot. That's a misconception. but it is the role of the Ark, the Aron, in worship. So going forward up there to read what's done sabbatically and also daily among those who aggregate together to gather. And the word also is to like return to the country, to return to the promised land. So we can say to Aliyah to Israel, or to Aliyah to Judah land, to Ethiopia, to go up, because mountainous country, elevation, going up. So the people will be tried and going up. So when they reach, the priests, right, a greeting's addressed by the worshipers to the priests and the Levites, and then the priests and the Levites, they respond, so call and response, right? Others look at this here from the first verse, that the first verse was chanted by the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, the Lika Kahanan, who was present in Ha-Hekal on the occasion of the pilgrim festival. So here we're coming up to the pilgrim festival season here in the season, September 6th here in this particular season for the 2021 year, Gregorian speaking, for the fifth of the seven, known as the Day of the Blast, the blasting of the trumpets, called in the scripture Yom Teruah, and according to tradition known as Rosh Hashanah, or the head of the year, New Year's, in that sense, the blast of the trumpets, right? And then we have Yom HaKippurim, right, 10 days later, and 5 days after that, have Tabernacles, the seventh of the seven appointed times, right, the seven feasts. There's seven feasts that occur in three seasons. The three seasons is the pilgrim festivals. So this psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is very, very important, seeing that it's coming up now in the season. We have September 11th also coming forward, representing that the solar new year, and the 6th of September would represent the lunar new year, right? Yes, I. So right here, let's ride up with today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 135, and to remind ones and ones in the listening, ones listening on the streaming, you know, got about 20 or so minutes. Don't want to miss the Midrash here. Either check it out now, call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or check out the replay. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here.
Psalm 134.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedalet Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot.
Behold.
Hineb.
Bless ye. Bless ye.
Barachu.
Bless ye the Lord.
Barachu et Adonai. 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
kol avde Adonai, 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 Adonai,
which by night stand in the house of the Lord,
Adonai, 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 ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot, ballelot, ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary,
se'u yedechem kodesh,
and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Uvarechu Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth,
עושה שמיים וארץ, 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 יברכך אדוני מציון, מציון, מציון.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion.
Yes, 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 out of Zion, or another way of interpreting it, from Zion. He's not blessing you out, like bless somebody out in that sense, but from Sion, from Zion. So here, a Rhema tune that came to mind, seeing that this song is a greeting song, was the classic tune, the greeting psalm. So here, let's go up in a Rhema tune, a right now tune for today's daily psalm, 134, greetings in the temple. Greetings in the temple. Know ye not that ye are the temple. So greet even in the innermost of the innocence. Here, half pint. Yes, sir, half pint and super cat on this particular rhythm right here. Here, greetings.
You live the life you love. You love the life you live. Everything you have in my job will give. Ooh-wee. Breathing, I bring from top to all. Ragamuffin. Ooh-wee. Breathing, I bring from top to all. Ragamuffin. Ooh-wee. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, I hope you reggae music keep playing on the world. No matter what the price, and the music is nice. Oh, you look at this and I'm up it tonight. Whoa, 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 breathing, I bring from down to up. Rather nothing, ooh-wee. Breathing, I bring from down to up.
And the first of the world, 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 leaders of the world and them are fighting for war. And every day they get up living like a gorilla. It's a million has been up on the nuclear power. And all over the world poor people are suffer. But the way them don't take them on the feet suffer. Come take it from the cat, the bear back rider. You know here we are going down in South Africa. Poor people was killed by fly and mosquito. And I listen to Mr. Cat and murder me charge. We say Africa the land of the black tongue. But the white man in bed and rip off with silver. Yes, them take off with gold and make a bag and a law. And every day them have the black man under pressure. We will call it under pressure the world, under pressure to the mother. Under pressure the world, under pressure, yes. Under pressure the world, under pressure. We say ribidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi, ribidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi, ribidi-bidi-bidi-bidi, ribidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi. Easy, Mr. Cat, you are the dance, Lord. Easy, Mr. Cat, you are the dance. Yes, I'm a call it under pressure the world, under pressure to the friend them. Under pressure the world, under pressure. Yes, them lock off the lights and lock off the water. The villain with them said me can't find a dollar. Cause me can't get a work for me some $20. And a homie you gonna feed me so baby mother.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Yes, I greetings right there with Half Pint. Greetings and Super Cat right there, there, there. Gonna ride off the road. I'm Horik right here. It's Lickle, but it's Talawa. It's Tinishkin. Tilikno is small, but very, very big. Three verses right here, here, here. But let's first hear the Royal Amharic first, and then we ride up with verse by verse. Yes?
مزمور 133 بكنف 130 يما ارق مزمور انه اغزابيرن باركو باملاكاتين بيت ادباباوچ يمتقومو انانت يا اغزابير بارياوچ كلان بليليت ببيت مقدس وسط اجوچاچون انسو اغزابيرن باركو سماينن نا مدرن يسرى اغزابير كصيون يبارك
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. 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 Psalm 134.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedalet Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot.
Behold, bless ye, bless ye, bless ye, bless ye the Lord.
Barakhu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
call avde Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot, ballelot, ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
Seu yedechem kodesh.
And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord.
Uvarechu et Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth.
Ose shamayim va'aret. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion.
Bless thee out of Zion. 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 Zion, 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 Zion,
Yes, yes, sabbatical, greetings, greetings, greetings.
Senbet salam, senbet salam, senbet salam, senbet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Just to hear the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, the King of Kings Bible again. Right here, 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 Abraham Chabuda.
Mazmur Mato Salasasust, Bekennif Mato Salafarat. Yema'ereg Mazmur. Nohog Ziavir in Barku. Bamla Kachimbet had Debaba Ochem Tukomu. Nanta Yeg Ziavir Bara Ochulachu. Belelit Babetamakrasus the Jochachun Ansu. Exiavir in Barku. Samayin in Namadrin Yasarag Ziavir Kasioni Bark.
Yes, 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 like Barhana Selassie said, give me the next verse, another verse in Amharic, yes?
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know? But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Salam to Einayest Eling. Today's daily psalm is Mur Meto Salasa Arat, Psalm 134, known as Yesurka Mezmur. Yesurk Mezmur. It's interesting, Yesurk of like the evening, speaking of the evening in a special way. We know that this is the greeting in the temple, Yesurk Mezmur. It's a song of degrees, and here concludes the Psalms of Degrees. We have the Psalms of Degrees being concluded in today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have these precious three verses. These precious three verses right here in today's daily psalm. Greeting in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, in the holy place. Yeh me'areg mezmur, yeh me'areg mezmur, a psalm of going up. In the Hebrew we know it as a shir ha-me'elot, shir ha-me'elot, a song of degrees, a song of ascents. Today's daily psalm, the concluding psalm. Once again, song of degrees, a song of ascents associated with the temple, the Heikal, the holy place, the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house service. And we have an appropriate conclusion to the song of ascents, the song of degrees in today's daily psalm 134, which contains a greeting addressed by the worshipers to the priests and the Levites, the singers, the players of instrument, the priests and the Levites, together with the response of the latter. Some see this as the first verse being chanted by the high priest who was present in the temple on the occasion of the pilgrim festivals and the feasts. So here today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, and here from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily psalm, HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side the KJV. Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak. Ye me'arega mezmur, song of degrees, of ascents. Enneho, egziavi herin barku, damla kachin bait, adebabayoch. Adababayoch yemitok omu nante ye exiavia bariawoch hulachu. Behold, bless y'all, Bless you all, Egaziarihar, sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father. All ye, y'all, servants of Egaziarihar, the sustainer, the generous Ab, Father, which by night stand in the house of Egaziarihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. And ho gziavi rin barku bamlakachin beta dabayo chemitok omu nante e gziavi bariao chulachu belelit be beta mekdes wista e jochacho hunansu e gziavi rinem barku. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless Egaziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, Belelit, in the night time, in the night season, Belelit, Bebeta Mekdes, Wist, Ejochachahun, Ansu, Egaziah, Nim, Barku. Samayinna midrin yesera, egziavi her kalsion yibarik. Egziavi to sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father, that made Zion, that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Egziavi the sustainer that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion, from Zion may he bless thee. I Samayinna Nidrin Yesera Egziavi Her Kalsion Yibark Yibark Kalsion Yibark.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Bless he who be who he be, yes I.
Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are thee, I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, Eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
The whole place is due for
and here's the Baruch Ata Adonai, or as Alpha Blondie says, Baruch, Baruch Ata Adonai, here.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Yes, 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 yes. So let's ride out with the Midrash right here. Looking for this tune. I'd like to share this tune right here. We shared it before in the Amharic and the Hebrew. Let me see if we can find it right here, brother. Oh, there we go, there we go. Dejana, Dejana, Ethiopian brother. And I think he's a skateboardist. He has a project, a program to help youths and skateboarding by way of skateboarding and thing. So his name is Dejana, Dejana right here. And I think it's Solomon Jabi, along with Solomon Jabi right here, here, here. And this is the Adonai tune. And also Adonai is found within the manuscripts, even of the Orthodox Church as well, in certain appropriate places. But here, 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 Adonai, Adonai, Jor. Yes, yes, yes. Adonai by Dejana, Solomon Jabi, I think the music, the singer right there, Ethiopian brother, singing the Hebrew and in them Amharic, Adonai, Hoshiana, Hoshiana. In the West, they say Hosanna, but Hoshia, nah, save I and I, please, please save I and I, save us, Hoshiana. Hoshiana. So here. Today's daily psalm, or Psalm 134, the seal of the ascension psalm. So here's conceived that at the fulfillment of the holy seasons, this psalm here would ride up, you know, as one's about to go forward, or when the holy days, the Isle of Days, as a song of ascents, Psalm 120. To Psalm 134 here, concluding the Psalms of Ascension. So here, Midrash here, Joshaka, healing up Joshaka and commandments of Dub right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. And here, Midrash, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Dalet. Psalm 134, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Dalet. Here, a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, the theme, greetings in the temple, greetings in the Hekal, Ha-Hekal, Hekalo, in Jah temple. Here, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Dalet, Psalm CXXXIV. Here, Shema Yisrael, Sima, Rastafari, here, a midrash. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Here, Shir HaMa'ilot, song of ascents, a song of degrees, Shir HaMa'ilot, Sunei, Barku et Yahuwah, call of day Yahuwah, Ha'omdim, Bebeit Yahuwah, Ba'leilot. Behold, Hine, behold, Barku, bless your Barku et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah, bless Jehovah. All ye servants of Jehovah, call of day Yahuwah, who by night stand in the house of Jehovah. Ha'omdim bebeit Yahuwah ba'leilot. Hear the Aleph verse here, the opening verse of today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet Shir HaMa'ilot Hine Barku Eti Yahuwah Kol Abdei Yahuwah Ha'omdim Abibet Yahuwah Ba'leilot. What is the intention of the phrase here in the Aleph verse of Psalm 134? What is the intent of the phrase ba-leilot, 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 by night, in the night seasons, ba-leilot? It identifies, said Rav Yochanan, the Talmudim, the disciples of the Chachamim, of the Chacham, of the wise, who occupy themselves with Torah, who occupy themselves with Torah at night, ba'leilot, of whom Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, says, I shall reckon it for them as if they occupy themselves with the priest's service in the house of Jehovah, Be'beit Yahuwah, Be'beit Yahuwah. Here, the intent of the phrase ba'leilot, by night, ba'leilot, in the night season, identifying, as said by Rav Yochanan, the disciples of Talmudim,
of the Hakam Hakamim, of the wise who occupy themselves with Torah, John's direction, instructions, Ba'Leilot, at night, in the night seasons, of whom Ha'el Ha'el, the power, Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim says, I shall reckon it for them as if they occupy themselves with the priest's service, the HaKohen, the Kohen Avoda, in the Beit Yahuwah, in the house of Jehovah. And Solomon sent to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, behold, I am about to build a house for the name of Yahuwah El Hai Hailiyai, he who be, who he be, my power, my source, to dedicate, to livicate it to him, and to burn before him incense, aishens of sweet spices. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. This is an ordinance forever to Yisrael. And hear from 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, the full of full. Vayishlach Shlomo el Huram HaMelech Tzor Lemor, Ka'asher Asita Aima David Abi, Vatishlach Loa Erazima Livnota Lawua Vayita Lashaveta Bo. Hear, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, full of verse 3. And Solomon sent to Huram, king of Tyre, Melech Tzor, saying, as I didst deal with David, with David, Abi, David, my father, and didst send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, so deal with me. Hear. Hebraically, Huram is the same as Hiram, Huram. Hear. Huram. Shlomo sent to Huram. Here in the manuscripts reads Huram. There is a yod wow, some say Hebraically the yod wow, confusion, or the yod wow, incidences, linguistically. Here, full of the third verse. Vayishlach Shlomo el Huram Melech Tzor Lemor, Ka'asher Asita Ima David Abi, Vatishlach Loa Razima, Livnota Laua Bayita Lasheveta Lo. And here in the KJV, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 4, for the second part of this quote here. Behold, I build an house to the name of Yahuwah, my Elohim, Yahuwah Elohai, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet aishan, and for the continual shoe bread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbath, and on the new moon, and on the solemn feast of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of Jehovah Ayinai Power Eloheinu. This is an ordinance forever to Yisrael. Hear. The quote here in the Midrash is 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Here in the KJV, corresponding with 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, the fourth verse. Hine ani avone bayita l'shema Yahuwah Elohai lehakdisha lahu lehakdira le'afanav
kitoreta samima uwa ma ireketa tamida vi olota la bokera vi la ereva la shabatota vi le chodashima uwa le moedeya yahuwa lohenuwa le olam zot al Yisrael zot al Yisrael. This is an ordinance. This for Yisrael forever. This for Iva to Yisrael. Rab Gidiel said the name of Rab. The words, this is an ordinance forever. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, Zot. This, she, this, Zot. All Yisrael. This is on Yisrael. This is on Yisrael le'olam. Le'olam forever zot. Forever this. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. Forever le'olam zot. This, this she. All upon Yisrael, all Yisrael. This is an ordinance forever. This alludes to HaMizbeach, to the altar, built in Shamayim, Shamayima. Besides that, Mikael, the great guardian Melaach, angel, stands and brings an offering. But Rav Yochanan maintained these words refer to the Talmudim of the Hakam, the Hakamim. These words refer to the disciples of the wise who occupy themselves with the Torah, the laws, direction, instruction of the Kohanim, of HaKohen, of the priest, Avodah, of the priest, Avodah, priestly service, and of whom Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim says, I will reckon it for them as if in their days the Beit Yahuwah, the house of Jehovah, were still standing firm. Lift up your hands and bless your Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear. The Beit verse, the second verse here in today's Mizmor, today's psalm, today's chant, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, Psalm 134, hear, 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 the Beit verse. Lift up your hands, put your hands up, lift up your hands and bless your Jehovah, hear, 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 full of verse. Su'u Yidekem Kodesh. Uvarku eti Yahuwah. Full of verse. Lift up your hands, your hands, to the sanctuary, to the Kodesh, the Kodesh. Uvarku eti Yahuwah, and bless your Jehovah. U and varku, uvarku, 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 all y'all blessed. Jehovah. 10 observances are prescribed for the cup, hakos, for the chalice that is used during the bracha, the blessing of grace after meals. One of them being that a man lift up hakos, lift up the chalice with both hands. Minyanim, and the proof? According to Rav Chanina Bar Kappa, it is the verse right here, here, here. Su yitekem kodesh ubarku eti Yahuwah. It is the verse right here, here, here. Lift up your hands. Su yitekem. Y'all hands. Yitekem, yitekem. Su, su, lift up. Su yidekem, lift your hands up, lift your hands up, and uvarku, 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 and bless y'all,
and Barku, Barku, bless y'all. Et Yahweh, Dioah, bless Jehovah. And here, Midrash, Midrash, no, connected with the blessing, the bracha, the blessing of grace after meals. Here, a Midrash note on the blessing of grace after meals. So here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, it says the 10 practices are listed in Barakot Bavli, Barakot 51a. The 10 practices are listed in Barakot. 10 observances are prescribed for Hakos, the Kos, the chalice that is used during the Baraka of grace after meals. One of them being that a man lift up Hakos, the chalice, with both hands. Minyani and the proof, according to Rav Chanina Bar Papa, it is the verse, the base verse here, the second verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet of Psalm 134. Su Yidekem, lift up your hands. Su, lift y'all up. Yidekem, lift up Yidekem, the Aydan Yad, Yidekem. Kodesh, the sanctuary, to the sanctuary. Ubarku, and bless y'all. Etta Yahuwah, Etta Yahuwah, and bless y'all. Jehovah. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Simeon ben Pazi taught a Kohen, a priest, who has not washed his hands, must not lift up his palms to give the priest bracha, the priest blessing. For it is said, hear, today's psalm, this bait, the second verse, here's what Rav Shimon ben Pazi brought out. Wash your hands. It says, wash your hands and bless ye Yahuwah. Wash your hands. So here the reading, instead of lift up your hands, Su'u Yidekem Kodeshu Barku Et Yahuwah. Here Rav Shimon ben Pazi brought out that a priest who has not washed his hands must not lift up his palm, the cup, right? the palm, to give Ha Kohen Braka, to give the priest blessing. For it is said, bringing out, instead of lift up your hands, Rav Shimon brings out, wash your hands and bless your Jehovah. From this verse here that reads, Su'u Yidekem Kodeshu Barku Et Yahuwah. And here, another midrash, no. The commentator here evidently interprets the verb nasa, from which su'u, as an imperative command word to say to you all, lift up. Nasa means to lift up. So the commentator evidently interprets the verb nasa, to lift up, in the sense of the verb natal, that in post-biblical Hebrew Yehudit may mean either to lift up, or to wash. So instead of su'u, right, to lu, wash your hands. There are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately up on another. There are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately with the yawun upon another.
the slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately, with the Yahweh, immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. For it is written, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, it is written, and he shall lay his hand up on the head of the burnt offering, and he shall kill the bullock before Jehovah. And here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 1, here verse 4, and the first part of verse 5 right here, for this quote concerning the slaughtering of the animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. For it's written, here, V'samach yado al rosha ha'ola, V'nirtza la'ua l'chafir alav, V'shachat et ben ha'bakara lifnei Yahuwa. Here, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering. V'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. Ha'ola, upon the head of the offering, al upon rosh, the ras, the rosh, ha'ola, ha'ola, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him, with nirta lau lechapir alayo, and it shall be accepted with nirta lau, with nirta lau. For him, lau lekapir, atonement for atonement, alayo for him, alayo. With shachat, and he shall slaughter, with shachat, etta ben nahabakar, and he shall kill, so slay the bullock, the ben, the son of Tabakar, of the ox. He shall slay the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, in the face, in the presence, before lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. With samak yado al rosh ha'ola, with nirta lau lekapir alayo, וְשַׁחַת אֶתָּה בֵּן הַבָּקָר לִפְנֵי יַהוָה. That is one of the three occasions that require one action to follow immediately with the Yahweh upon another. Here, secondarily, the bracha, the blessing, the bracha, the blessing over the bread must be said immediately with the Yahweh, immediately after the rite of washing the hands. For it is said, here bringing out the alternative reading here from today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, Psalm 134, debate the second verse, Su Yedekem, Barku Et Yahuwah, wash your hands. So instead of the Nasa, we have Nat'al, Elu, Yedekem, wash your hands. U Barku Et Yahuwah, Et Adonai, and bless Adonai. The 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, the standing prayer that's also called the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benediction, the 18 blessings, must be said with the Yahweh immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption. And here, Midrash reference the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book, for the section where the 18 benedictions must be said immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption. For it is said, even in the 19th Psalm, Psalm 19, Hebraically, the 15th verse, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, the I, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. And just to note in the KJV for the King James English readers, it'll be Psalm 19, verse 14. But Hebraically in the Hebrew, we have Psalm 19, Mizmor Yod 8, Psalm 19, hear, the 15th verse. Yehiyu liratzon naim reifi vehegyon libi lefanecha Yahuwah sori vegoali. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee. Yehiyu, may they be liratzon, acceptable. Yehiyu liratzon, imre, the words, amar, imre fi, of my mouth. Yehiyu liratzon, imre fi, we hegion, and the iditation, the hegion, and the iditation, libi, of my heart, we hegiona libi, li faneka, before thee, in the eye face, in the eye presence, in the eye perception, Yahuwah suri, we goali, hear, O Jehovah, my rock, Yahuwah, Sori, my rock, we goali, and my redeemer. Yehiyu liratzon imreifi vehegyon libi lefaneka, Yahuwah sori we goali. And what does scripture go on to say? What does scripture go on to say? Even in Mizmor Kaf, the 20th Psalm, Psalm XX, the next Psalm after Psalm 19, scripture goes on to say, Yahuwah, Jehovah, answer thee, I, in the day of trouble. Hear, Hebraically, the Beit verse of Psalm 20, the second verse in the Hebrew, corresponding to the first verse in the King James Version. Ya'anka, Yahuwah, b'yom tzara. Ya'anka, Yahuwah. Answer the I, O Jehovah. He will answer the I. He who be, he be, will answer the I. Ya'anka, Yahuwah. B'yom, in the day, tzara. B'yom tzara, in the day of tzara, in the day of trouble, tightness, anxiety, constriction, in the day of trouble, Ya'ankai Yahuwah, B'yom tzara. Rav Jose Bar Bun taught, when a man performing a sacrifice slaughters the animal immediately, slaughters the animal immediately after the laying on of hands, no fault will mar the sacrifice. When a man pronounces habraka, the blessing, the bracha, over the bread, immediately after the washing of his hands, Hasatan, Satan, the enemy, the adversary, the opposer, will bring no accusation. Hasatan will bring no accusation against him during the meal. Finally, when a man says the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, immediately, Ben Regga, Wadiyawanu, immediately after the Braka, the blessing of redemption, Hasatan, Satan, will bring no accusations against him in the course of the day. And here, final Midrash note here, pointing to the Midrash on the previous Psalm, Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet, at the ninth section, 4.9, and just here, just to fulfill right here, is a section here, and just zooming in right here, connected with the verse from Psalm 4, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. The verse means we are taught that a man reciting Ha Shema, the Shema in the Knesset, in the Mikorab, the Moed, in the synagogue, the meeting place, in the Boker, the morning, has done what he ought. But in the Erev, in the Ha-Erev, in the evening, though he has recited Ha Shema, the Shema, in the synagogue, in the Moed, in the meeting place, in the Knesset, he has not done what he ought, unless he recited again at home in his bed. Lamaze. Why this? In order to drive the Shadim, demons, klipot, away from Habayit, away from the house. And here, looking at the fourth Midrash in this section, fulfilling today's Psalm, Mizmor, Kof Lameda, Dalet. It has some notes just to share here. I are also taught that after a man concludes the blessing of redemption, that begins with the words in the Seder, true and firm. He may not recite any prayer on his own behalf. He may not recite any prayer on his own behalf, but must go on immediately. Ben Rega, with the Yahwehnu, immediately. Yeah. He must go on immediately. Here. With the Shemona Esrei, with the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, with the Amida, with the standing prayer. Now, here's the note. This portion of the service that is made up of 18 benedictions is also known as tefillah, prayer, or Amida, standing. So this portion of the Avodah, the service that is made up of 18 benedictions, thus the Shemona Esrei. The Shemona Esrei is also known as Tefillah, prayer, or Amida, standing. Now, this teaching applies, however, only to the blessing, the Bracha of redemption of the morning service. For Rav Ze'era said the name of Rav Abba Bar Jeremiah Ermias, there are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon his rosh, his head. The bracha, the blessing over the bread, must be said immediately after the rite of washing the hands. And the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, must be said immediately after the bracha, after the blessing of redemption. The blessing of redemption. Just to seal this up right here, is interesting because there's both the blessing, the blessing at the washing of the hand, and the blessing over the bread also are found in the Siddur, the Yehudi Siddur book, the prayer book as well.
And here, the last verse of Psalm 19 and the opening verse of Psalm 20 is also sealed up here in the Midrash, where it says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. Yihyu leratzonim reifia wehegyon libiya lefaneka, Yahuwah suriya wegoali. And then the first verse, proper verse, it would be the second verse in Hebrew, but the verse in Psalm 20, beginning Psalm 20, Ya'anka Yahuwah b'yom tzara, Jehovah answer the eye in the day of trouble. Here, the Midrash note from Mizmor Dalet. Here, in the section of Mizmor Dalet 4.9 of the Midrash, the study, the phrase Goali, 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 my Redeemer, is taken as an allusion to the Braka of redemption. And the phrase Yahuwah Jehovah hear thee or answer thee, Ya'anka Yahuwah, Ya'anka, 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 to answer, actually from to Anna, to answer, Ya'anka Yahuwah Jehovah hear thee or answer the eye. In the next verse is taken as alluding and as an allusion to the Shemona Esrei, that are prayers of petition. Yihyu leratzonim reifia wehegyon libi lefanecha, Yahuwah tzuriya wegoali, Ya'anka Yahuwah biyom tzara, Yisagevka Shem Elohei Yaakov.
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
The Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
That made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. 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 Psalm 134.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedalet Shir Hamma'alot.
Behold,
Hineb,
Bless ye,
Barakhu,
bless ye the Lord.
Barakhu et Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
Kol Avde Adonai,
which by night stand in the house of the Lord,
Adonai, Ha'omedim Bevet Adonai, Ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary,
Se'u Yedechem Kodesh,
and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord.
Uvarechu Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth.
Oseh shamayim va'aretz, va'aretz, va'aretz. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion, mitzion, mitzion.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion.
مزمور متو سلاسة مصر بكنف متو سلاسة يما ارق مزمور انهو اكزيابيرن باركو باملاكا تشمبيت عدبابا وچمتكومو انان تا يكزيابير باريا وچولاتشو بلي ليت ببيت مكرسوس اجو تشاتشون انسو اكزيابيرن باركو سماين النامدرن يسرى اكزيابير كتيوني بارك
מזמור קוף למדלת שיר המעלות. הנה ברכו את אדוני כל עבדי אדוני העומדים בבית אדוני בלילות. שאו ידיכם קודש וברכו את אדוני. יברכך אדוני מציון עושה שמיים וארץ.
Yes, 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 Barku, bless you, Jehovah, come on, we have a Selassie.
And Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
With some first words for this sabbatical, for the Shabbat day coming forward right here, here, here.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong,
Shabbat Nitzavim, Shalom, Shabbat Sabbath Nitzavim, one standing, y'all stand. Yes, sir.
Shalom, Havarim, Shalom. We're almost there here at the 51st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat strong, Shavuot Tov, Havarim, a good seven. So here we're at the 51st. Weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Nitzavim. Atem. Atem. Nitzavim. 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 One standing. Ye. Y'all. Standing. Atem. Nitzavim. Like attention. The Hebrew. This is like we're in the military, church militant, the Kahal, the Kahila militant, the Kahal, the Kahila triumphant. Atem Nitzabim, ye y'all standing, ones standing. Yes, I. Let's get a good understanding, get a good understanding here with the 51st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding the Hebrew first words. First words here for this
51st Weekly Torah Portion, Reading and Feeding in Ionite Annual, Rastafari Sabbatical Studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, we have Nitzabim, Hebrew. First words. Let's get the first words right here. Let's highlight this again. Nitzabim. This is the key word right here. Now, the numbering, let's just note this right here. The numbering, there we go, Nitzab. That's the root for Nitzabim. Also make reference to, I think it's Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation. That Elohim, Chayil Ha'el, standeth in the congregation as of the mighty, judging among the gods. So here we pick up with the fifth book of Moshe, Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. Well, we left off with Deuteronomy chapter 29. We have Deuteronomy chapter 29. We had left off of 29 and 9. Here we pick up when the KJV in the English. There's a little note on the numbering. A little note on the numbering if you're looking at the Hebrew and the Masoretic or the Chumash. Beginning with Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 1, the verse numbers through 29:29 in the English Bible. In the English Bible, they differ from the verse numbers in the Hebrew text, in the Masorah, the Masoretic text, in the what's often referred to as the MT or also the BHS, Biblical Hebrew Scriptures, with 29 and 1 in the English. When we're looking at 29 and 1 in the English Bible, the KJV Bibles, that corresponds in the Hebrew text to 28:69. So when we look at 29 and 2 of the KJV English text, that corresponds to 29 and 1 in the Hebrew text, and so forth with 29 and 3 in the English text, KJV, to 29 and 2 in the Hebrew text, through 29:29 in the English text. There we would have the verse 29:28 in the Hebrew text. So it's with chapter 30, verse 1, that the verse numbers in the English text, or the ET, the English text, like the KJV, and the HT, or the Hebrew text, are again the same. Just to note that right there for fellow Talmid, Talmidim, the fellow Dekamez Amorit, fellow disciples as well, just to note that there. So here we have the verse, since it's one verse over in the Hebrew, the verse would actually be verse 9 of Deuteronomy chapter 29. While in the English text, we'll begin off with the English first words for the Hebrew first words right here. We'll begin off with chapter 29 and 10. Chapter 29 and 10. So let's see if we can get this. Let's see if we can get this right here. So let's scroll through to verse 10 of the English for the Hebrew first words here. Just had to give that intro there just so we can keep this into, get a good context on it. So here, the English beginning off the Hebrew first words with this 51st Weekly Torah Portion, Reading and Feeding. And here we're at the sixth, right? The sixth of the seven Shabbats of comfort. So we'll keep the Haftarah next right up with a reason in the Haftarah. But first, right here, the Hebrew first words, beginning off the English, KJV, Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 10. Ye stand, y'all stand. Ye stand, y'all stand. Atem, atem, attention, atenhut. Atem nitzavim. Some pointings, atem nitzavim. We pointed, more ancient, nitzavim. Atem nitzavim, y'all stand. This day, all of you, before Yahweh, he who be, we be Adonai, Elohim,
your Elohim, your true God, your true good, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers with all the men of Yisrael. Hebrew first word. So here we go to Hebrew first words. Atem. Atem nitzavim. Sleeker, sleeker, sleeker. Let's scroll once again. Atem nitzavim. These are the first words for this 51st. Atem. Atem. All of y'all. Y'all. Nitzavim. Atem nitzavim. Ye all stand. Hayom kulkem. Lifnei Yahweh Eloheikem, Rasheikem, Shibateikem, Zikaneikem, V'shotareikem, Kol Ish Yisrael. What a beautiful verse right here. The order, the beauty, behold. So Hebrew first words here for this 51st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and on our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Nitzabim, ye standing, y'all standing, Atem Nitzabim, Hayom Kulkem Lifnei Yahweh Eloheikem, Rashekem, Shibatekem, Ziknekem, Shotrekem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Y'all stand. Y'all stand. Atem Nitzabim.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars finger soft, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. Warm to the 40 acre and jackass. Holiday. And them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break. Holiday. Yeah.
times have come. Holiday, a break from separation. You find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday,
yes,
from police intimidation. To love them, not the main job. Protect them from the danger. To worldly.
I liberate, enjoy the Shabbat day, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Esai, Rastafari.